The following Dharma talk was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The speaker is Mark Nunberg, guiding teacher at Common Ground.
Welcome, everybody, to our first of the spring Buddhist Studies course on compassion and loving kindness. So I think I'll take care of a little nuts and bolts business before we do our opening chant and guided meditation. And there's probably a few of you who haven't been in Buddhist Studies programs before. So for you, it's really important on the cabinet in the lobby, there's a sign-in sheet, and to neatly print your email address, and I'll get you in the Google group. Now, I sent out an email earlier this afternoon. Everybody hopefully received that, but not everybody's in the Google group because I added everyone who signed up online plus the Google group. So basically, if you haven't been in a recent Buddhist Studies in the last few years, you're not in the Google group because we send emails all the time to the Buddhist Studies group. So if you haven't been getting the Buddhist Studies emails, you're not in the Buddhist Studies Google group. So make sure that you print your email neatly, and then either I or Gabe will add you to the Google group tomorrow. And you can immediately go to the webpage with the possible study materials, but we'll be using primarily this chapters from Venerable Anālio. He's a German Buddhist monk. His more recent book, not most recent, but one of his more recent books, Compassion and Emptiness in Early Buddhist Meditation. And we'll have a little bit, for some of you, scholarly feel to it, but Venerable Anālio is a very, very much a practitioner himself and really studies and analyzes as a academic. You know, he's fluent in Pali and Sanskrit and Chinese and Tibetan, I believe, too, to some degree. And he's doing this comparison of the early Buddhist text, in particular in this text, around the teachings on compassion and metta, loving kindness. So we'll be using that. I sent out today in the email, and for those of you who didn't get it, we'll get you it. The first chapter has been scanned, but Molly arranged with the Moon Palace Bookstore, which is just south, about 7 blocks in Minnehaha, is that right? They already have on hand 20 or 30 copies of the book and are offering it at a 20% discount. So you can go ahead and order it. You can also order it from the publisher, Windhorse Publications, but it is in England, but you can still, you know, order it and have them send it here. And, you know, you can get it at any of the online, but it's nice to support the publisher of the book itself. I think it's a nonprofit publishing house, and they use their funds to support other projects and to distribute the book to people who can't afford it. So just a few nuts and bolts about the Buddhist Studies. It's a class we offer at Common Ground. It's a 6-year curriculum. Some of you have been through it a couple times. Some of you are sort of in your first go-round of the 6-year curriculum. But it's not that we master it in one go-round, right? We keep revisiting the same teachings. And even within the 6-year curriculum, a lot of the teachings overlap previous teachings. So we're recycling through the same ground. And really, you could summarize it all in the phrase, realizing the heart that doesn't cling. Right? That's all the teachings that the Buddha point to, that experience, that insight of the heart, the mind that isn't clinging to what's showing up, what's coming and going in our experience. So even in light of this course on loving kindness and compassion, you know, in studying and reflecting, contemplating, directing the mind in the direction of compassion, and how that supports this realization of the mind that doesn't cling. How is that a skillful means, a support for that? So in light of that, you know, orientation, where we're using some of the teachings of the Buddha to contemplate the experience of our own mind, this is a class for people who have an ongoing practice. You know, a lot of the programs at the center are open to anybody, but this class in particular is for people who are regularly meditating, setting aside some time to contemplate the mind and to use these teachings to contemplate the mind or the heart. So we made up a criteria. We, I think, all understand it's an arbitrary criteria, but it's just a hoop to make sure that you've got an ongoing practice. So we ask people to have done 3 meditation retreats, could even be half-day retreats, they don't have to be residential retreats, and what we say, a commitment to daily practice. Doesn't mean you sit every day, it means you intend to sit every day or to practice every day. Okay? And then also with this class, to do some of the study. So besides coming to the Monday nights, it's okay if you're out of town or if you have a family obligation and can't be here. It's still okay to take the class. But you don't stay home because you don't feel like coming. So that's another difference between this and other programs. If you can be here, you come. If you have other obligations that don't make sense to get out of, that's okay. Go on your business trip, take care of your family issues. But if you can be here at the program on Monday night, come. The other piece, obligation, is that every other week we use the last half an hour and we meet in small groups and we ask that everybody participate. Sometimes I notice people wanting to sneak out when we're breaking up into small groups. You might think, I have nothing to say, but that's okay. It's especially as the group has gotten bigger over the years, it's important to create the sense of mutual responsibility to open up, to share as best we can how our practice looks, what we're learning, what obstacles are we experiencing in our practice. It's really beneficial for ourselves and for others to have that opportunity to share in a more intimate way. And also in the big group, you know, to raise questions, to share your experience in the context of our larger group discussions and sharings. I think that Dave Halsey, who's not here tonight but organizes our program hosts, have found enough program hosts for the 7 weeks. So thanks to those people who make sure that everything is set up and everything gets closed up. And Steve is going to be recording the talks, so they'll be getting up on the website. Steve Brackett. See if there's any other nuts and bolts here. Especially on the nights where we have small groups, please remember to wear name tags. Good. So any questions about the nuts and bolts before we get started? And feel free to come up and talk with me at the end if you have any questions. So we usually begin by chanting the refuges, but I thought for this class we do the suffusion with the divine abidings. It's a chant specifically about these 4 divine abodes of loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. And that's on page 30. So every Monday we'll chant this at 7:30, and we'll go right into the guided meditation.
This talk, like all programs at Common Ground, is offered freely in the spirit of generosity. To learn more about Common Ground and its programs, or if you would like to donate, please visit our website, www.commongroundmeditation.org.